All right, tonight's my grandfather's yahrzeit, so the learning is Lilui Neshama of Yitzchak ben Binyamin Zichrono Lebracha. So last night I was talking about the concept of Leil Hatan, is the night before a fast day. We said the night before a fast day has aspects of the fast, and remember we said the Mechaber learns that you say Aneinu, even in Mariv, on the night before the fast, and we spoke about how there are situations where you become prohibited in eating even before daybreak, if you go to sleep. And then you wake up, so you're already subject to the prohibitions of the fast, unless you have to make stipulation beforehand. You want to be able to eat, but it's all related to the idea of Yom HaTanis. And one night I mentioned from the Eliyahu Rabbah last night, Eliyahu Rabbah says the night before a fast, he says you shouldn't have more food than you normally eat. And then I quoted from Reb Chaim Kamenevsky. He says we don't see the Mishnah Berurah quotes that, so you don't have to be machmir with that. But I connected it to this din of the Yom HaTanis. So Rabbi Alba was saying something to me this morning, so I ended up checking the Levush. The Levush actually says that you shouldn't have more than usual. When you have more than usual, the fast is easier for you. That's what Levush takes. So it's in other words, he doesn't want you to have more than usual to make the fast easier. So it's not that the halakha was not connected to the idea that I was saying before about the Yom HaTanis. Okay, now, still continuing with Yom HaTanis, there's a Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, and the Torah quotes it. We'll just do a little bit of it. It says, the Gemara says, Kari L'Hutzom, Kari L'Hutzatzon. There's a Pasuk. It says, Yitzom HaRaviv, Yitzom HaChamishi, Komar HaShem Tzvakot. It's in Zechariah. Yitzom HaRaviv, Yitzom HaChamishi, Yitzom HaShviv, Yitzom HaSiri, Yitzbe Yudal HaSasona Simcha. That the fast of the fourth month, the fifth month, fast of the seventh month, the tenth month, will be for the house of Yehuda for L'Sasona Simcha. So the same Pasuk calls it a fast, and it calls it Sasona Simcha. In other words, it calls it like a fast and calls it Yantiv. So the Gemara says, Karil Hutzom, Karil Hutzatzon. So Rapap explains, Vizmanti Ika Shalom, Beleka Shmad, Yoshbid Mikdash Kayam, Sasson. So it's saying that there's two alternative time periods. When the Beis HaMikdash is standing and everything is good for the Jews, so then those days are Yantovim. It means like Tishbav Ziyantiv, Asar B'Tevet Ziyantiv. And then he says, Vizmanti Ika Shmad, Beleka Shalom, Tzom. When there's extermination of the Jews going on somewhere in the world, then it's a fast. He says, Va'idna, now the Torah says today means the Lekha Shalom Lekha Shema. We're sort of betwixt and between. We don't have the base of Mikdash, it's not great, but where no extermination is going on to the Jews. Ratzu Mitan and Ratzu Eimitan. So it's up to the people to decide whether they want to fast or not fast. Doesn't mean you get up to decide in the morning, but it means like the tzibur gets to decide. He says, Perish the Lekha Shalom Shabbat Charev. There's no Shalom, the Beit Mishnah is destroyed. The Lekha Shmad, what comes we do, be Israel. We don't know of any extermination. So Ratzu Rov Yisrael, so at a point like time, if most of the Jewish people, Behiskimu Aleim Shlotanot, Eimitan. If most Jews decide we don't want to fast, you don't have to fast, Ratzu Rov Tzibur Mitanin. Va'idna, the Torah says, and the Torah is writing around 1300, a little after, he says around 1330, Va'idna ratzu v'na'agu lehitanot. So he says, today, everybody has decided that they're going to go with the fast. So there's the Ramban in Torah Ha'adam, Ramban quotes this, and he says, Hilkach, I'm skipping a lot of parts here, but Hilkach chayavina kulatanot midivrei kabbalah v'takanat neviim. So now everybody is obligated to fast based on midivrei kabbalah, means the psukim and the neviim and ketuvim, called divrei kabbalah v'takanat neviim. He says umistaber dekulu arbat somot tanit ziburhein uneviim gazru otam v'chol kumrei tanit lehen. So logically, when we say the fast of these different months, when we say fast, how long is the fast? What are the prohibitions? Mafsikim bahemi ba'od yom. So, in other words, in its fullest form, we should stop eating before the night before. In other words, let's say, like this Motzei Shabbos is Shabbat Sar B'Tamos Nidcha. So, we should stop eating theoretically before nightfall. And we should be prohibited on all the five Inuyim, just like Tishbav and Yom Kippur. And it was that would be the way ideally to do it. Ukra Makish Luk Tishbav. The Pasuk connects them all to Tishbav. Elo Ha'idna Kim Dizman Velekat Sarah Batalin says, but the Ramban says, but today we're sort of like in this sort of betwixt and between time. In other words, when there was real Churban going on and there was Shmad, so then the fasts are 25-hour fasts, and you can't do any of the Inuyim. Now it's sort of betwixt and between. So he says, Ratzu nahagulatanopahem, lorasulatan linhog b'chumra lalu. So we decided that we want to fast, but we don't want all the chumras of the fast. So he says, "Aval meikar takan v'adai asurin he mechulan lo gara gzeret neviim migzeret beitin." So in other words, we opted for like Tanis light. in other words, the real Tanis was you were fasting 25 hours. The real Tanis on each of these Taniot, you weren't doing the five inuyim. But we had an option communally, the Jewish people, to accept the Taniot or not. So we accepted it, but we didn't accept it with the fullness of the fast. So we're only fasting, you know, from daybreak, and we're only doing achil and shtiyah. That was the deal we decided. That's the way we want to do it. He says, but it doesn't. In other words, logically, these fasts, you know, shouldn't be less than. In other words, this is a fast from divnei neviim. The Ramban says it makes sense that that's the way it should be. Now, it's in the Rav here in the Nefesh HaRav. He quotes the Rav quotes from the Ramban. And then he mentions also the Be'er Agra brings it down as well. So he says, so the Rav said, Shibshonot HaShoah, during the time of the Holocaust, Hayu Gedolim Ka'ela Be'eropa, Shahayu Svurim Da'az Lo'aya Devar Tlui Baratzu. So there were Gedolim in Europe that felt at a time when there's such a destruction of the Jewish people, so it's not Talui, you don't have an option. In other words, now we go back to the status quo ante. So he says, Ela Shimukuyavima Kumi Dino Tanovi Debre Kabbalah, Shri Hayuaz Gzerot Noro Negara Yehudim. So then they felt that they were obligated to fast 25 hours and to absorb all the Inuyim, because that's a Shat Shmad. He says, all right. So, but this sort of feeds in, and Rabbi Reichman, not recently, but he spoke to me once about this. He, like, this feeds into the idea of like the Leil HaTanis. In other words, you see, like, a Tanis is really the whole day. A Tanis is really all five Inuyim. We're drawing back on it, but it doesn't mean it's a zero the night before. It means that, yeah, what's up, Michael?
How about on Shabbos?
Yeah, so you mean are there prohibitions involved? So I quoted yesterday, you weren't here. I quoted from the I quoted from the Torah Shlamim by Rabbi Yaakov Reischer. He says on the night of going into a fast, you should never have meat and wine. He says the night going into a fast, you should not have meat and wine. So I don't know if it's different this year, because Motzei Shabbos usually has like, maybe somebody might have a minhag to have Malava Malka Halavai, the people should have such a minhag, you know, to have meat and wine every Motzei Shabbos. I don't think so many people in Great Neck are doing that. Somehow I suspect, I don't know. But Lechora, so the prohibitions are in effect, in other words, that on the night of Shabbat Sarbat Tammuz. In other words, that would be one type of prohibition that would be in effect. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Anything we did? I mean, I spoke about yesterday also. Like, let's say not this year. This is a nidcha. But let's say it wouldn't be a nidcha. Can you get married on Leil Shabbat Sarbat Tammuz? So remember, we quoted the truth from Ramosha. Ramosha, like Bishat Sorach, he was matir it. But other poskim, I didn't do it. There's another tshuva from the Rav was against it, and the Sitz Eliezer also comes out against it. That, you know, the night going into a fast also has like dinim connected to it. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, Rabbi Kananim and Kashmir, so we'll get to the floor tomorrow, and I'll show you a throw of your deer.